Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. Today, we shall be looking at an important subject titled, God's Faithfulness Never Fails. And our Bible text is from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, which say, Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. In her famous book, The Hiding Place, Corrie Ten Boom tells the story of how she and her family were arrested during World War II for hiding Jews in their home in the Netherlands. Corrie and her sister Betsy were sent to Ravensbrück concentration camp, a place full of suffering, hunger, and death. One night, in the middle of their pain and fear, Betsy whispered to Corrie, There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Despite their circumstances, Betsy reminded Corrie, and reminds us today, that God's faithfulness never fails, even in our darkest valleys. Let me pause and ask you, have you ever been in a situation where it felt like everything around you was crumbling? Have you ever wondered if God was still there? Our anchor text today found in Lamentations 3 verse 22 to 23 reminds us that, Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Prophet Jeremiah wrote these words at a time when Jerusalem was in ruins. The city had been destroyed. People had lost their homes. It was a season of grief and loss. Yet in the middle of the devastation, he lifts his eyes and declares, Great is your faithfulness. Isn't that amazing? Let me ask you, friend, what is your own ruined city right now? Is it your finances, your health, your family, your job? God's faithfulness is not based on your feelings. It's not based on your current situation. It is based on his unchanging character. Hebrews 10 verse 23 says, Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. Maybe God gave you a promise years ago, and now it feels delayed. You're wondering, Lord, did you forget me? Can I remind you today, if God said it, he will do it. Isaiah 55 verse 11 says, So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. His promises are like seeds. They may seem buried, but they will grow and bring a harvest in due time. Do you believe that today? Say it with me. God is faithful and he will not fail me. Take a moment and reflect on these things. What are the promises of God that you're holding on to today? In what areas of your life do you need to trust his faithfulness more? Are you allowing fear or doubt to drown your faith? Sometimes, remembering what God has done in the past gives us strength for today and hope for tomorrow. Look back. Remember the times he showed up for you before. If he did it then, he will do it again. As you step out today, walk with confidence. Remind yourself, his mercies are new every morning. His love never runs dry. His promises remain true, no matter what today brings. God is already in your tomorrow, so keep trusting. Keep believing. Keep standing on his word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your unchanging faithfulness. Thank you that your love and compassion never fail. Today, we choose to trust you with every area of our lives. For the listener who feels tired, discouraged, or anxious, remind them that you are working behind the scenes. Let your peace fill their hearts. Let hope rise again. Bless their day ahead. Guide their steps. Open doors of favor. Provide strength for every challenge. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, please share this podcast with someone else who needs encouragement today. Let's spread hope and faith together. Also, Don't forget to check our website and download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a 1-year daily Bible reading plan. Till next time, stay strong, stay hopeful. And always remember, God's faithfulness never fails.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.